details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I apologize to the people here, outside, whoever's looking at me, and I'm very, very, very sorry about the problem, about what happening, and I will do everything to make him better. I will apologize to the ball club because we have everything going on right now. Everybody's happy. I don't think the team supported me what I did, but I think the team's behind me to play good when I'm not there. Very sad. I let those guys down. I let the ball club down. I let the team. This one, I think, is very important because that's the reason they hired me, to manage a ball club, not to talk about politics. And I think that's one thing that hurt me the most. Don't be with the ball club for those many days.
That's Florida Marlins manager Ozzie Guillen apologizing for his recent comments in a Time magazine article where he expressed his admiration for Fidel Castro. The Marlins suspended him for 5 games, though the Miami fans may not be ready to forgive and forget when he comes back next week. Major League Baseball, a start of the season, number 10 this week on the countdown. Doug Steffen here with a welcome into our weekly talk radio review. The week in question ends Friday, April the 13th. We'll be reviewing the top 10 hits in talk radio this hour, determined by the folks at Talkers.com. They monitor talk radio programs and hosts and stations all across the country to come up with this list every week. And as we get started, Major League Baseball and its broadcast number 10. At number 9, the situation in Syria. Here, host Jane Foy and Rick Daniels talk to CBS military analyst Jeff McCausland about Turkey putting boots on the ground to take on Syria.
Turkey could put their boots on the ground, put their army in what might be developed as a buffer zone. Syria, it seems to think that the whole Middle East is open to them to carry their war on over anybody's border that they want. What would happen if Turkey actually did put an army together in that buffer zone?
Well, Turkey has, in fact, I think, deployed forces closer to the border in response to a widening humanitarian crisis that's occurred in the region. There's about 25,000 Syrian refugees currently on Turkish territory. And even the other day, there was the Syrians actually fired some rounds across the border into Turkey, wounding several people, as they also have done in Lebanon. But what you suggest, you know, Turkey moving into the area would be a serious escalation. Obviously, would be, from the Syrian standpoint, a violation of their national territory, and would just escalate to some degree this regional crisis, I think. Though at the same time, this seems to be the direction, sadly, that this seems to be going. And whether or not that would also then incur support from more broadly from other NATO partners, Turkey being a NATO member, but of course has remained to be seen.
Now, there was also some talk about Russia putting troops on the Iranian border. Had you heard about that?
I had not heard about that. The Russians have, in fact, offered to provide international observers, military people, as part and parcel of the Kofi Annan-sponsored effort. But I had not heard about the Russians putting their forces on the Iranian border. Again, a possibility. Russia has been one of the strongest supporters of Syria in this particular crisis, as has China. But from comments made the other day by their foreign minister, Lavrov, they seem to be getting growingly frustrated by the Assad regime's apparent unwillingness actually now to implement the UN plans they've agreed to.
Jeff, when we were talking a little while ago to Edward Uranian from the other angle of this whole thing, he was saying that he was concerned over a regional conflict now, especially with the fighting spilling over into some of the neighboring areas like Turkey. How close militarily do you think we are to a regional conflict over there?
I think we're rapidly approaching that possibility. You know, over 9,000 people, as best we can tell, have been killed in the violence in Syria. The Kofi Annan proposal may be the last ditch effort for a serious diplomatic effort. And this is shaping up to be a conflict not dissimilar, perhaps, from the one we saw in Bosnia back in the 1990s, a regional conflict. And in many ways, it's also taking on the form of a proxy war, with Iran providing support to the Assad regime in Syria, while at the same time, many of the Arab countries, including Saudi Arabia, of course, very publicly speaking in support of the opposition, providing funding to the opposition, providing funding to encourage Syrian soldiers to defect to the opposition, which is somewhat unprecedented for an Arab country publicly to proclaim its support for a rebel group that's trying to topple another Arab government.
Coming up, Facebook buys Instagram, the Titanic turns 100, and the president pushes the Buffett rule, all in focus, next up on the countdown.
Zero to 60, I'm Bobby Owens. If you're a fan of Vipers, and I don't mean the slithering kind, you'll be pleased to know that the next generation of the classic American sports car is back and will debut at this year's New York International Auto Show. The all-new 2013 SRT Viper, formerly the Dodge Viper, has returned. Ralph Giel is president and CEO of the Chrysler Group's SRT Street and Racing Technology brand.
The launch of the 2013 Viper proves that we simply could not let the performance icon of the Chrysler Group die. SRT was challenged to not just continue the legendary Viper, but to create a world-class supercar that would showcase the very best we have to offer.
Two new models of the iconic supercar will be hand-built in Detroit, the SRT Viper and the SRT Viper GTS.
The SRT Viper model offers a perfect blend of extreme performance that brings the driver as close to the machine as possible. The Viper GTS builds on the legendary performance of Viper with a 640-horsepower engine with 600 pounds of torque.
For more, visit drivesrt.com. That's 0-60 from Chrysler.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is the Talk Radio Review. Number 8 on the countdown is Facebook's purchase of Instagram. They spent $1 billion. Here are hosts Jack Harris and Corey Dillon talking to Kelly Grant from SmartMoney.com about what this new addition to Facebook might mean for your information and your privacy.
A lot of folks said, well, what does this mean to the average person who perhaps uses Instagram? Obviously, most of us are on Facebook right now. What is the acquisition of Instagram going to mean to us? And what will it mean to us? Is that going to improve Facebook? Going to give us more apps, or what is it going to mean?
Really is going to mean more ads. That's the bottom line, and specifically more ads that are targeted to things that you're interested in, which, you know, for some people might not be so bad. For most of us, could be a little creepy.
Now, you know, I'm pretty good at ignoring those ads so far. You know, so I don't know unless they put them really in our face.
But they know what Kelly, I think, is pointing out. Yeah. Basically, they are mining information here.
Oh, yeah.
What they're going to do is find out from where she is and what she's doing at the time and all of that, how to put ads in there that will make even Corey say, whoa, that looks good.
That's their hope anyway. And I mean, they're doing a lot of this already, but if you use Instagram and now this is going to be part of Facebook, you know, there is going to be a little more direct access for those advertisers and marketers to see things in your photos. And part of that's, you know, information that's embedded into the file format, things like where you took the picture, GPS coordinates of where you took it, you know, date and time that you took it. And they can use some patterns for those to see, like, do you travel a lot? And that might be something that then you'll start seeing pitches for, like an airline card. And And then, of course, they can look at the content of the photograph, too. They're not really scrutinizing it to see, you know, if there's a recognizable celebrity, say, in the picture. But, you know, presence of children, presence of pets. Did you tag people in the photograph so that, you know, you're very friend-oriented?
Wow.
What did you say in the caption? Are there keywords there that tell them what you think about this particular thing?
Up to number 7 on the countdown. Beginning of the 100th anniversary celebration of the sinking of the Titanic. Talk host Bill Radke, Dan Restian, and Linda Thomas talking about some of the new conspiracy theories that are coming out, suggesting that what we know about the Titanic may not be what really happened.
We're hearing about some alternative theories that maybe the Titanic didn't go down the way we thought.
Oh, God, no. Yeah, I mean, there's just something in humans, man. We just love a conspiracy. And Titanic is ripe for it. I mean, it's so dramatic. It's so dramatic a story. It seems to turn on these tiny little details. So I can see where the people that live out in left field are having a field day.
Like what? What are the conspiracies?
Okay, here's a couple, Linda. It wasn't an iceberg. It was a German submarine that sank the Titanic.
Oh. I believe that.
Supporting evidence? Well, Germans like to do that kind of thing,
uh-huh,
I guess.
Yep.
And, of course, they sunk a lot of U-boats, sunk a lot of shipping just 2 years later when World War I started.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
No supporting evidence. Number two, the Jesuits not only ordered the Titanic to be built as a giant trap, they ordered it sunk because, you see, the Jesuits wanted a central bank in the United States. They wanted the Federal Reserve created so that they could fund their worldwide domination campaign. Three very powerful people. I'm just quoting here. Three very powerful people, Benjamin Guggenheim, Isidore Strauss, and John Jacob Astor, had fought against the Federal Reserve. So they said, you build this boat, put those guys on it, we'll sink it, and we'll be that much closer to putting the Pope in charge of the entire world.
Well, God did put the iceberg there.
That's supporting evidence, all three of those guys did die. That's as far as I can go with that. The biggest, and the one that seems the most credible on the surface, is that the Titanic never sunk, people.
It stayed on the surface?
No, yes. In fact, it enjoyed 25 years of service later because what was sunk was its sister ship, the Olympic. Supposedly, the Olympic was so damaged in a previous accident that the White Star Line decided to pull a fast one. So, in other words, they swapped the names, they took the Olympic out there, sank it so that they could claim the insurance money.
Yeah.
The Titanic, which had Olympic painted on it, continued to work out.
You don't believe any of these things, do you?
No, they're completely... This one had a whole documentary made on it. No, it's been so full of holes left and right. But I love it. Anybody... They should just write this as fiction. It's beautiful.
Number 6 on the countdown, a discussion of the so-called Buffett rule. Host Inga Barks talks about President Obama using Ronald Reagan in his recent campaign speeches about the need for the rich to pay more in taxes.
I don't remember, although one of my Facebook friends who's a liberal said that Bill Clinton did it as well, which makes perfect sense. I don't remember Ronald Reagan ever getting up before the American people and saying, essentially, I know you're on hard times. I know you're struggling. I know many of you are unemployed. I know many of you are looking for answers and trying to get help, and children are hungry, and you're worried about health care. But really, really rich people like me, we can totally spare the change. So we're not going to. I'm not writing the government check or anything to help you, but I'm hoping that Congress will pass a law so that really, really rich people like me, because I'm rich, have I mentioned I'm wealthy, so that we will be forced to pay 30% of our income so that we can help the rest of you lowly, poor middle-class folk. And that's how I feel every time. I know, I just talked about feelings at the beginning of the show. But that's my reaction every time I hear this president, who was not raised wealthy, although he was coddled all the way from what we understand in terms of education, he got a lot of breaks. He's been wealthy for, what, a decade or less? I mean, writing books and rising to the level of president. He doesn't have to pay for anything. He gets paid $500,000 almost a year to do his job. And he flies around at no cost, et cetera, and so on, throws big parties and whatnot, doesn't come out of his pocket. We pay for his luxuries, and he stands there and says, as he did this morning, you know, Warren Buffett, the wealthiest or one of the wealthiest men in the world, and people like myself. It reminds me of, remember the girl that everybody hated on the commercial who said, don't hate me because I'm beautiful? If she really believed it.
The latest on healthcare and the markets when the Talk Countdown continues.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FloJack hand well pump. The affordable FloJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FloJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FloJack.com, spelled FloJack.com. Be sure to spell FloJack.com or call 855-4-FLOJACK, 855-4-FLOJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FloJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Here we are continuing with our Talk Radio review, the hot hits in Talk Radio and Talk Television. Number five on the countdown this week, the continuing conversation about health care. Here is host Bob Murray with Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois, who breaks down what the Supreme Court is looking at in the Affordable Care Act discussion.
Let's talk about the U.S. Supreme Court. We're on the topic of health and health care. Any thoughts? What are your feelings? What might they say when the decision comes down in June as far as the national health care plan?
Well, here's what it gets down to, Bob. There's hardly a listener who doesn't have someone in their family with a pre-existing condition. You know, think about the possibilities. Asthma, diabetes, treatment for cancer, heart issues. And when it comes to children, sometimes they're born with problems that, you know, are going to be a challenge for some period of time. In the old days, insurance companies just say flat out, no, we're not going to protect your child, insure your child, because they're too risky. You know, but these are things that I've faced in my family. Many families have faced. We want to change the law and say to insurance companies, you've got to insure everybody. They come back to us and say, only if everybody buys insurance. We can't just insure people who are risky and people who are sick. We've got to have healthy people paying premiums to make sure that insurance works. Well, that's what's behind the so-called mandate. It's a question of personal responsibility so that everyone, even those who think they're invincible and will never get sick once in their lives, end up buying health insurance. If they don't, incidentally, the uninsured people still get sick, go to the hospital, get treated, and we pay their bills, those of us with insurance. That isn't fair. What we're trying to do in this health care reform is to say there's a matter of personal responsibility. If you can't afford it, we're going to help you pay for it by reducing the cost through tax breaks or even putting you on Medicaid. But that's the whole issue before the court. If we want to get everybody insured, even those of families with a pre-existing condition, everybody has to accept that personal responsibility.
Number four in the countdown this week, weak job growth numbers and the stock markets. Talk host Tracy Johnke here with economist Diane Swonk about the latest jobless numbers, which are up from last month.
380,000 people signed up for jobless benefits last week. That's an increase of 13,000 from the final week in March. And during that week, the Labor Department says that jobless claims were higher by 10,000 than it had previously reported. Diane Swonk is the chief economist at Mesirow Financial, and she says that the reasons for the increases in the jobless claims and the pullback in job creation we saw in March can be easily explained.
We did see a lot of the unseasonably warm winter weather pull forward a lot of hiring. We had things like lawn services. People were hiring up well ahead of when they usually do, and now they don't need to hire as much. And so some of the buoyancy we saw during the winter months was, in fact, because of unseasonably warm weather, and it left us with more of a reality, kind of average the two together, and you say, well, the U.S. economy is improving, but not as rapidly as people had thought, and markets are having to deal with the reality check that the U.S. economy is still sort of muddling along.
But the sky is not falling, by any means.
The sky is not falling. That's the good news. You know, we're not above 400,000 on these jobless claims. We're still generating jobs in the U.S. economy. But, you know, it's just not a perfect picture. And I think many in the markets, and financial markets in particular, were looking at the data that was coming out that was, you know, really affected by unseasonably warm weather across the country during the winter months with rose-colored glasses.
Okay. Now, we're getting reports next week on the consumer retail sales and consumer sentiment. Do you think that the consumer is affected by the news on the jobs, or that people will continue as they have been, maybe spending a little more but not being overly optimistic?
Well, what we have been seeing is, again, this unseasonably warm winter weather has pulled a lot of activity forward that you wouldn't usually see. Things like home improvements, roof repairs in January and February, spending at, you know, home building and construction stores, remodeling, picking out some of that kind of demand, and it's well beyond time that we should be seeing it.
Job growth in the economy, number 4 on the countdown. So let's recap where we are so far. Baseball, number 10. Violence in Syria, number 9. Facebook purchase of Instagram, number 8. Titanic anniversary, number 7. Number 6, the Buffett rule. Number 5, Obamacare. And job growth in the economy, number 4. So, that leaves us with numbers 3, 2, and 1. And they're coming up next year on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-456-7475. That's 800-456-7475. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-456-7475. That's 800-456-7475. American Bullion. 800-456-7475.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're halfway through this hour of review. Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday the 13th. And at number three, the Trayvon Martin case. Here's host Bob Miller with Florida reporter Patrick Johnson about the reasons George Zimmerman has been charged with second-degree murder.
Why second-degree murder? Have they explained that?
My guess is that Angela Corey's no, they haven't explained it, but my guess is Angela Corey's facts that she has acquired in this case would possibly lead her to believe this is more than an accidental shooting, which a manslaughter charge would bring. Or perhaps it is a manslaughter charge, and they're overreaching here, wanting to at least get the manslaughter conviction potentially out of the jury.
What's the mood down there? Does this placate some people?
I think it does, but this is what they called for, the professional protester element, say they were calling for from the beginning. Now is the part where the justice will be served from the standpoint he will face a jury of his peers.
Yeah.
So I still think this is a combustible situation. We've just delayed the potential for there being the real problem, maybe by 4 or 5 months.
4 or 5 months. Okay, so the judge could throw this out, right?
Judge could throw it out. That's another possibility. But it's I think 175 days from yesterday now that he will need to go to trial if it's going to be a trial.
So he's going to do you know where he is?
Florida.
They got him in some kind of a secret location. Is that it?
Well, no, he's in Seminole County. I mean, he's in Sanford, Seminole County. I imagine he is not with anybody else who's being held right now. I imagine he's kind of in his own, holding cell, kind of isolation type of cell.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a bond hearing, of course, scheduled for today.
And I'm told that he's going to ask for to be released on bail today. I don't know what the odds of that happening are, but that's what I'm told, that he's going to be he's going to ask to be released on bail.
Yeah, Bob, I think that potential no longer exists based on that wild press conference that his two former attorneys held on Tuesday. I mean, this has been a fantastically head-spinning 24 hours from for Hal Urich and the other attorney held the press conference to let the world know they're no longer representing George Zimmerman to Angela Corey's press conference some 25 hours after that.
Radio man Bill Meyer talking to a caller about charges finally being filed against Zimmerman.
Matt, how you doing? Welcome.
Yeah, I think George Zimmerman, now, if he would not have turned himself in, would he have still been caught?
I don't know. Why?
No, I'm just wondering because, well, if he...
It's a theoretical one. I mean, he turned himself in.
Yeah, because his defense, I think his two lawyers dropped him, and I think that had something to do with it.
Well, he didn't stay in touch with those two lawyers. He has another lawyer now. When it comes right down to it, though, you got to remember, there's a bounty out on this guy. The Black Panthers have put a bounty out on George Zimmerman's head. What was it, like $10,000 they were talking about? Funny how there's been no arrest in that case, but...
Yeah, really.
Yeah, but...
We'll probably never know, but he's getting second-degree murder, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, second-degree murder. Some people thought it was going to be manslaughter instead. But,
because of all the witnesses, they say that the guy invoked him and that the suspect that he shot he instigated it, and that's why they were debating whether it should be manslaughter or second degree.
Well, I guess we now know then that in Florida at least, if a police officer ends up chasing down what they think is a bad guy, and then the bad guy who may be unarmed or just teed off that a cop is following him, starts kicking the crap out of the cop, then we know that police officers can't shoot them either, okay?
Yeah, maybe that's why they got him for second-degree murder, because he resisted arrest.
That could be. Could be, Matt. It does feel a little odd. It does feel a little bit odd. The one thing I would add, though, is that in my opinion, misguided race baiters, down in the Southeast that are trying to spin this into a race war, at least that sure is what it's looking like to me. I think they need to be a little bit more careful about this kind of stuff because, this idea that they're going to bring the fight to suburbia, is that really, all that wise? I mean, is suburbia unarmed, disarmed, and little does in the wood right now? I don't know. When I look around here, what's been going on in Southern Oregon with the sales at the gun stores and the sales nationwide, to me, America is looking better armed than ever. You really want to start that kind of a fight in the summer, folks? I mean, well, of course, okay, maybe these people want it. Maybe they want to bring that on. Bring it on. You hear those calls for blood in the street? I go, what? To what end? How do you think this is going to end? I mean, once that stuff starts spinning, the idea that you can control it? Mm-mm. Not working.
We'll pause now for a moment or two, and then when we come back, the GOP race here on the countdown.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
The weather's getting warmer, and Lowe's has everything you need to make the most of spring. That's why Lowe's offers free delivery on all in-store and online purchases of riding and walk-behind mowers, grills, and patio sets $249 or more. Plus, save more by choosing 18-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 4/16/12. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. See store for details.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
This week on the countdown, number two is the GOP race. The primary season continues. From countdown affiliate WGMD, the talk of Delmarva, host Bill Culley talks to Newt Gingrich. Gingrich says he's still planning to keep his campaign going all the way to the convention.
I happened to catch a bit of one of your morning appearances this past Sunday on television, and I know that you were questioned by the network TV inquisitor who wanted to know if you would support Mr. Romney if he was the nominee, and you said, yes, I would campaign just as hard for him as I would campaign for myself. A lot of people, I guess, with Mr. Santorum now out, are probably standing back and wondering if perhaps he had left earlier, that perhaps if there'd been a unified conservative front, that we might have a different outcome going into the final leg of these primaries. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think it would have been easier, and I said early on I thought it would be easier, but you know, you play the cards that are dealt, and I always told people that I'd still be here, that I was going all the way to Tampa. And I'm here. And it's fascinating to me, because I heard what you said at the very beginning of the show. And nobody out here in grassroots America, North Carolina for the last 2 days, Philadelphia last night, Delaware today, nobody walks up to me and says, please drop out. Yet the elite news media is desperate to dictate to us who our nominee is going to be. And they've been doing this since June of last year. I mean, when I first announced, all sorts of these analysts said, oh, Gingrich is dead. He's gone. He has no hope. And yet, the fact was, by December, I was leading the entire ticket by 15 points, according to Gallup, and by 21 points, according to Rasmussen. And then, of course, we ran into about $26 million of Romney's money. And now we've gradually recovered, and now we're back campaigning, and this is not over. Yes, Romney's the front runner. I concede that cheerfully, but he does not have a majority, and we still have a good ways to go. And I don't see why the people of Delaware should, or the people of Pennsylvania, the people of New Jersey, shouldn't have the right to vote as opposed to being dictated to by the elite media.
When you mentioned, you know, some of the ideas, and I heard a lot of reaction from folks after your speech at the Millsboro Firehouse last Thursday night to the energy issues that you addressed, do you feel that it's very important to at least influence this debate, because the party platform is in many cases maybe not historically as important as it used to be against the personality, but that you might have some serious input in that platform?
Well, I think it's very important, and it also begins to educate the House members and the Senate members and their staffs, and gets them to understand, you know, we desperately need an American energy independence plan. First of all, we need to get free from the Middle East and not rely on Saudi Arabia or Iraq or Iran for our oil. Second, that would bring several million jobs back home if we were the leading producer of oil in the world instead of buying it from the Middle East.
Third, it would generate a tremendous amount of royalties for the federal government, which could be put into a debt repayment fund. And if we were disciplined, and if we imposed a discipline on Washington, we could balance the budget, and then we could use the gas and oil royalties to actually pay down the national debt, which we desperately need to do. People don't realize yet how big this interest payment is about to become under Obama's teenage model of profligate use of his credit card. The current projection is by 2019, we're going to have $600 billion a year in interest payments, more than the entire national defense system.
Here's host Jack Ricciardi with Ron Paul. They talk about the enthusiasm that continues to follow Paul wherever he goes. He doesn't seem to be able to translate it into votes, however.
My congratulations to you personally on the way you've campaigned and the progress that you've made in getting, I think everybody measures progress by delegate counts, but you've made a real impression on a lot of people, making them think about the Constitution, making them question what the federal government asserts over us. So congratulations for what you've already
done. Well, thank you very much.
Let me ask you, and I've wanted to ask you this for a long time, Congressman. You draw some of the biggest, most enthusiastic crowds on the campaign trail of any presidential candidate this year. But in caucus states, that often has not translated, even in the specific counties where you held the rallies, to votes for you in those caucuses. Can you explain the disconnect between all this enthusiasm outside the polling place, but not getting those voters inside the polling place?
No, not fully. I'm sure there's a lot of variables. Sometimes we're not all that happy how the process is carried out, that the rules get changed and we believe in some states, certainly, we have been shortchanged. But I don't think that explains everything. I think there's a lot of young people who are enthusiastic, want to hear the message. Some of them aren't even 18 yet, and they're involved. And a lot of people who come to those rallies, which are getting bigger rather than smaller, there are a lot of independents and Democrats, and they don't feel comfortable with the Republican Party, and they don't want to do it. They want to encourage what we're doing, but it doesn't seem like it does translate into them getting to the polls. But that said, there's still a lot of activity going on, a lot of people running for office, and there's a lot going on with the delegate process right now that people don't know about, that they're not even going to know who the delegates are going to go to. Those straw votes did not determine the delegate. So in the next month or two, there's going to be, I think, surprising numbers on the upside for us.
When you say that, do you imply that Romney is not as far along in clinching the nomination as the numbers reported say he is?
Well, I don't think you can downplay his strength. He obviously has by far the most vote, and with Santorum dropping out, it makes it a little easier. I think we're going to pick up a lot of Santorum votes, but as far as having an impact and having a showing, I think our numbers are actually going to be much better than they think. But then again, the goal always is to win, but there's also other ways of winning, just as you implied, changing people's minds and having an ideological argument is long-term a lot more important than strategy and money and a straw vote here and there. That long-term is insignificant. I think what we have to do is change the direction of our country, change our foreign policy, change the attitude toward our Federal Reserve System, which is occurring. So in many ways, we're winning many of those battles, but I would like to see a lot more support at the polls, but I think that is continuing to grow because most of the places where we're running right now compared to 3 years ago, we're getting about three times as many votes, and so often the people who give support, are the ones who are still pretty independent enough to not think it's worthwhile voting in a Republican primary.
That leaves us number one, and that's the focus on Santorum next here on The Countdown.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Up to number one on the countdown, Rick Santorum suspends his campaign. What does that mean, suspend? He's done, right? From Radioland, former governor and talk host David Patterson has reporter Sheba Russell. They talk about the aftermath of Mr. Santorum's announcement.
Any details since the initial report?
There's been a comment from Mitt Romney, and he's been able to come out with a statement basically calling Santorum an able and worthy competitor, and he congratulates him on the campaign that he ran.
I think this was a good move. A lot of people thought that Senator Santorum would cite a reason why he got out of the campaign, which I think at this point would challenge his credibility. He's just getting out of the race. I mean, what happens is when the party starts to close ranks, and that's what's happening here, is that people are starting to close ranks. The bigger issue now is trying to defeat President Obama.
Yeah.
The whole idea, even Speaker Newt Gingrich went out of his way to say that, you know, he's going to hang around because he wants to try to influence policy, but that he thinks Romney would be a good candidate, and Romney is overwhelmingly probably going to be the candidate.
Yeah.
So Santorum gets out, and it saves him a possible loss in his home state of Pennsylvania. He's not unfamiliar to having that problem. And it gives him a chance to go out without losing any further, and certainly outperformed expectations, and no reason not to hold your head up high and say, you know, I hope some of the issues I've raised has influenced the platform that the party will adopt at its convention this summer and propel, presumably, Governor Romney to be our next president.
Well, Santorum has said that he'd gone farther in the campaign than anyone expected, competing against all odds. Clearly Romney is on pace to clinch the nomination by early June. So 1,144 delegates are needed here, and he has twice as many as Santorum. And then there's the issue of his daughter, too, who has been very sick over the last few months, years. And so there's the issue of family as well.
Host Michael Garfield here talking also about Santorum's decision to quit the campaign.
It's interesting wording because I think if you say you suspend your campaign, you're still allowed to use the dollars in your war chest for something instead of just saying I quit. But then again, you really don't want to, you never, ever, and I tell my kids this, you never want to say I quit. Gone. Garfield family motto. My kids know this. Never give up. Never give up. So, I technically, if my kids start coming back going, you know, Dad, I didn't give up. I just suspended what I'm trying to do. It's semantics, kid. It's gonzo. He alludes to his ailing daughter. Didn't say anything about Romney. I don't know. It's going to be tough. Looks like we have our man right now. T-minus, let's see, what is this? It's April, so we got May, June, July, August, September, October, November. T-minus 7 months, 6.5 months, pretty much. Here we go. I think he looked at the math, and he saw the number of delegates, and he just said, you know what, it ain't going to happen. He also, I think, saw the writing on the wall. He's from Pennsylvania, and the Pennsylvania... the former U.S. Senator from Pennsylvania. The Pennsylvania primaries are coming up in about 2 weeks. And I, you would think that if you are from a state, you're going to carry the state. But from what he was saying, I don't think he was really going to do well in Pennsylvania. So he kind of threw in the towel before his own state. And that's sad. I mean, that's got to be a telltale sign. If your own state that you are from, that you represented, it's not going to back you. I mean, is that not writing on the wall?
Santorum suspending his campaign, that's the most talked about item this week on political talk radio programs, News Talk Radio. So let's go back to the top of the list, number 10. What's going on as the season begins in baseball? Violence in Syria, number 9. Facebook buys Instagram, that's number 8. The number 7 item is Titanic's 100th anniversary. The Buffett rule discussion, number 6. The continuing discussion over health care, 5. Job growth numbers, number 4. Trayvon Martin case, number 3. GOP race for the presidency, number 2. And Rick Santorum getting out, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm